Spokesperson Susan Fretz says a statewide wildlife monitoring project that's being rolled out on a county-by-county basis. The program began in 2016.
So we're recruiting volunteers to put out trail cameras on private land that they have access to, either land that they own or land of their relatives or friends or whoever. These volunteers are going to be collecting wildlife photos that the DNR is going to use to make improved wildlife management decisions.
Fretz says the DNR supplies the camera and the training to operate the equipment. She says they hope to find enough participants to cover a majority of the county.
We do have the whole county divided into survey blocks, and each survey block is a quarter of a township. And we want one camera per survey block to have full enrollment of the county. I'm not sure how many survey blocks off the top of my head are in Oneida County, but each county has on average 80 survey blocks.
To date, 446 volunteers maintain 613 trail cameras, and more than 8 million photos have been collected. To qualify, volunteers must have access to at least 10 acres of contiguous private land in Marinette or Oneida counties and agree to maintain a trail camera on that land for at least a year. Fret says there are approximately 4,000 volunteers from around the world participating in crowdsourced classification of images. She says tribal members or affiliates on tribal lands and educators throughout the state are also encouraged to participate. Volunteers can sign up by going to the DNR website and putting snapshotwisignup.org in the search box. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.